The following is a lecture at the Cornerstone Laying Ceremony by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 23, 1975, in Bombay, India.
Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jita Padakamalam, Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana, Raghunathanitam tang sajivam Saddhaitam sabadhutam parijana sahitam Krishna chaitanya devam Sri Radha Krishna padam sahagana lalita Sri Visakha nitam. Pravittincha nivittincha janana vidurasura na saucham na pichachara na satyam teshu avasthita asattam apratishthante jagadahu anisharam aparaspara sambhutam kimannat kama haitikam etang drishtim avastabhya nastatmana alpabuddhaya prabhavanti ugrakarmana chayaya jagata ahita. Just like we are talking of industries. The industries, they are mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita as ugrakarma. Ugrakarma means ferocious activities. For livelihood, we require our maintenance, ahara, nidra, bhayamaya, these are the primary necessities of this body, material body. For that, Krishna has said, annad bhavanti bhutani, anna means food grains, we require annad bhavanti bhutani. That food grains we can produce very easily. By agriculture, in another place Krishna says, Krishi Guraksha Vanijam Vaishakarma Sabhavaj. We can produce sufficient food grains for our maintenance, and the whole world has got sufficient land. I have traveled over the world at least 14 times during the last 8 years. I have traveled all over the world, even interior. I have seen there is enough land, especially in Africa, in Australia, in America, and we can produce so much food grains that 10 times of this present population can be easily maintained. 10 times. There is no scarcity of food. But the difficulty is that we have demarcated. This is my land. Somebody says this is American my land, Australia my land, the Africa my land, India my land. This my and I. Janasya mohoyam ahangamameti. This is called illusion. That I and my, I am this body and this is my property. This is called illusion. And this illusion, if we stand on this platform of illusion, then we are no better than the animals. Jashyatma buddhi kunapi tridhatuke sadhik kalatra disubhavama ijjadhi jattirtha buddhi shalile nakarhiche janesu avigyesu saeva gokhar. Go means cow and khara means ass. those who are in the bodily concept of life, aham mameti, they are no better than these asses and the cows, many animals. This is going on. I will not take much of your time, but I shall try to convince you what is the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement. The purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement is to save the human society from becoming animals, cows and asses. This is the movement. They have established their civilization as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, animal or Asuric civilization. Asuric civilization beginning is pravittiṃ ca nivittiṃ ca janāna vidu asura. The Asuric demonic civilization, they do not know in which way we have to guide ourselves for attaining the perfection of life, pravitti and nivitti, and which we should not take, favorable and unfavorable. Human life, everyone knows, this is favorable for me and this is unfavorable for me. So, asurajana, those who are demonic persons, they do not know this. What is favorable for me and what is not favorable for me. Pravitti nivittincha janana vidurasa na sauchang na pichachara. There is no cleanliness, not good behavior, na sattang tesu vidya, and there is no truth in their life. This is asuric. We have heard many times asuras, asuric civilization, demonic civilization. This is the beginning. Pravittiṃ ca nivittiṃ ca janāna vidurāsura na saucaṃ na pichācāra na sattaṃ teṣu avasattaṃ. There is no truthfulness. And just the first-class life means the brahmana life. Sattaṃ saucaṃ tapo. The beginning is sattaṃ. The asuric life is no sattaṃ, no truth. And the first class life in human society, the brahmana, satta, saucam, tapo, and titikha, arjava, astikam, jnanam, vijnanam, this is first class life. So our Krishna consciousness movement is to create a class of men, ideal, first class men, with sattam, saucam, tapo, sama, dama, titikha. This is godly civilization. And this godly civilization can be given to the whole world by India. That is India's special privilege. Because in other countries beyond India, they are almost asurijana and ugrakarma. The industries and other ugrakarma has come from the Western countries. But by this way, people will never be happy. That is very elaborately explained in the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Duspurak, akankha, their desire will never be satisfied by this material advancement. They do not know. They forget it. So, we selected this Bombay. Bombay city is the best city, most advanced city in India, the best city in India. And people are also very nice. They are religiously inclined. They are opulent, they can take up better things very nicely. Therefore, I wanted to start this center, Bombay, for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. Although there have been many impediments in my endeavor, still, ultimately it is Krishna's business, it will come successful. So today, foundation and cornerstone establishment was done 2 years before, but there are many, many impediments from the Asurik Jana. Now, somehow or other, we have got little relief from such impediments. So, we are putting this cornerstone, this auspicious day, and I am very glad that you have joined us. So, the mission is very, very authorized, and it comprehends a very large jurisdiction of activities. Therefore, my request is that the inhabitants of Bombay, especially those who are our members, they will kindly take active part how to make this institution very successful in Bombay. So many ladies and gentlemen are present here. Whatever we are doing, it is not whimsical or mental concoction. It is authorized and just to the standard of Bhagavad Gita. Our present movement is based on Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita as it is. We don't interpret. We do not interpret foolishly. Because, I say purposefully, this word foolishly, that why should we interpret Krishna's words? Am I more than Krishna? Or did Krishna leave some portion to be explained by me by interpretation? Then what is the importance of Krishna? If I give my own interpretation, thinking myself more than Krishna, this is blasphemy. How I can become more than Krishna? If actually we want to take advantage of this Bhagavad Gita, then we must take Bhagavad Gita as it is, just like Arjuna took. Arjuna, after hearing Bhagavad Gita, he said, "Sarvamitam vitanamanne." I accept all the words, my dear Keshav, whatever you have said. I accept them in toto, without any change. This is understanding of Bhagavad Gita. Not that I take advantage of the Bhagavad Gita and I interpret in my foolish way so that people will accept my philosophy. This is not Bhagavad Gita. There is no question of interpretation in the Bhagavad Gita. Interpretation is allowed when you cannot understand. When the things are clearly understood, if I say this is microphone, everyone understands this is microphone. And where is the necessity of interpreting it? There is no necessity. This is foolishness, misleading. There cannot be any interpretation in the Bhagavad Gita. It is everything is clear to the point. Just like Bhagavan Krishna says, Krishna does not say that you all become sannyasi and give up your occupational duty. No. Krishna says, sakarmana tamabharcha saṃsiddhi labhate nara. You remain in your business, you remain in your occupation, there is no need of changing. But still, you can become Krishna conscious and make your life successful. This is the message of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is not going to make any topsy-turvy of the social order or spiritual order, no. It should be standardized according to the authority. And the best authority is Krishna. So, make this center successful. you ladies and gentlemen of Bombay. We have got very nice place. We are building so that you can come here, stay, at least in weekend. If you stay, all those who are retired or elderly gentlemen, ladies, they can come here and stay. We'll have sufficient place. But try to organize these principles of Bhagavad Gita all over the world. That will be the gift of India. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired that anyone who has taken birth in India as human being, not cats and dogs. Cats and dogs cannot take any part for being good to others. He said, Bharat bhumite manushya janma hoilo ja, janma sarthak kori karo paropoka. Anyone who has taken his birth as human being in India, Bharat Bhumi, first of all, make your life successful, because you have got the standard. How to make life successful? Here is Bhagavad Gita. Try to understand it. Make your life successful and then broadcast this message all over the world. That is Paropoka. So, actually, India and India's people, they're meant for Paropoka. We are not meant for exploiting others. That is not our mission. Actually, that is being done. Everyone goes out of India. They go there to exploit. But it is for the first time that India is giving something to the outsiders, the spiritual knowledge. And the proof you can see. We are giving, we are not taking. We do not go to beg, give me wheat, give me money, give me this, give me that. No. We are giving something, substance, and that feeling of life. Otherwise, why these young men and girls, they are, after this Krishna consciousness movement, they are feeling something, that they are getting something tangible. So it has got potency, very good potency. They are not feeling like Americans or Canadians or Australians. We are also not feeling as Indians. On the spiritual platform, we are one. Vidya vinaye sampanne brahmani gavihastini suni cecha sapakecha pandita samadarshina. This is your learning. Atmavat sarvabhuteshu. Even the great politician Chanakya Pandit, he says, Mātrivat paradāreṣu paradarbheṣu loṣṭhava ātmavat sarva-bhūteṣu jāpaśyati sāpandita. So, this is a great culture, Bhagavad Gita as it is. So, those responsible ladies and gentlemen are present here. Make this center very successful and come here, study Bhagavad Gita as it is without any foolish interpretation. I say foolish again and again because interpretation is not at all required. Everything is clear. From the very beginning, Dharma Kshetri, Kuru Kshetri, Samavita, Jidhutsava, Mamaka Pandavasteva, Kema Kurvata Sanya. Very clear. Kuru Kshetra is Dharma Kshetra still. In the Vedas it is stated, Kuru Kshetri, Dharma Vachare. One should go to Kuru Kshetra and perform religious rituals. Therefore it is Dharma Kshetra from time immemorial. And why should be interpreted that this Kuru Kshetra means this body, Dharma Kshetra this body? Why? Why mislead people? Stop this misleading. And Kuru Kshetra is still there. Kuru Kshetra station, railway station is there. So try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. Make your life successful and spread this message all over the world. You will be happy, the world will be happy. Of course, I am now a very old man. I am 80 years old. My life is finished. But I want some responsible Indian and combined with other countries. Other countries are giving good cooperation. Otherwise, it was not possible for me to spread in so short time, only 7 or 8 years, to preach this cult all over the world. So I require the cooperation of the Indian, especially young man, educated man, come forward, stay with us, study Bhagavad Gita. We haven't got anything to manufacture. Nothing to manufacture. And what we can manufacture? We are all imperfect. Whatever is there, let us study it and practically apply in life and spread the message all over the world. That is our mission. So, today is very auspicious day. With great difficulty, we have gotten our sanction. Now, please cooperate with this attempt as far as possible with you all. Pranai rathai dhyavacha. 4 things. By your life, by your words, by your money, pranai rathai dhyavacha. Sreya acharanam sada. This is the mission of human life. Whatever you have got, it is not that because I am poor man, I cannot help this movement. No. If you have got, your life, so if you dedicate your life, that is all perfect. If you cannot dedicate your life, give some money. But if you can, poor man, you cannot give money, then you give some intelligence. And if you are fool, then give your words. So, anyway, you can help this movement and do the welfare activities for India and outside India. So, that is my request. I welcome you. Of course, today is Ekadasi. We are fasting. Some prasadam will be given. So, it is not the question of prasadam. It is the question of the important work we are taking in hand. How to spread a God consciousness movement. Otherwise, you will never be happy. Simply material consciousness. Grihachetra, atak grihachetra, sutapta vittai, janasya mohoyam, ahang mameti. This material civilization means the sex desire. Woman is hunting after man is hunting after woman. Pungshang striya mithu nibhava meta. Tayur mitha, and as soon as they are united, they require griha, apartment, grihachetra, land, grihachetra, suta, children, friends, money, and the moha, the illusion, ahang mameti, it is I, it is mine. This is material civilization. But the human life is not meant for that. Nayang deha, deho bhajang niloke, kastan kaman arhati virbhujan. So, they should be educated. Human life is the chance for getting such education. So, this is the center for educating the human society to become actually a human being and make his life successful. Thank you very much. Thank you.